007.
That's, I don't know, because if he does together with Q's,
007. Why? Divara. Ba'omad Divara certainly means in the world that he created. The question is if there's a semicolon after that or not, or a comma. That's for sure. Question is Kirat Sono. What does Kirat Sono refer to? Ba'olam Shebara Kirat Sono, or Kirat Sono She Yiskadel Li Yiskadesh. Kirat Sono that he wants it to be Yiskadel Li Yiskadesh. Okay, Siman Nun Zayin. Okay, today we'll do Siman Nun Zayin. We should advertise for starting Hilchos Priya Shma tomorrow night. Siman Nun Zayin. We're up to Baruch Hu. Omer Shliach Tzibur Baruch Hu. I said we're going to start. Belina, they're being more specific, the clip of an Amud a day, in case you want to, in case there's a difference to you, so, in case someone asks you, you know what to answer them. Omesh liach tzibur, yeah. Omesh liach tzibur, there'll be an announcement in this week's bulletin. We'll be talking that Shviyah Shir is going to start next Thursday night, Mitzvah Shem. The first year is going to be a Hakdama, so it won't be necessary to prepare for the first year. You have to prepare that you're coming to the shiur.
Is the rabbi providing art scroll Morris?
No.
Okay.
We have Talis.
Gittler in Bnei Brak does that. Gittler is a distributor for art scroll in Eretz Yisrael. Art scroll is not allowed to sell anything here. He has exclusive distributorship. Omer Shliach Tzibur Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavorach. Le'onim Achrov Baruch Hashem HaMavorach Le'olam Voed. V'chozer Shliach Tzibur V'omer Baruch Hashem HaMavorach Le'olam Voed. By the way, it's Baruch Hashem HaMavorach Le'olam Va'ed goes on your statement of Baruch, not Baruch Hashem HaMavorach Le'olam Va'ed, but Baruch Hashem HaMavorach Le'olam Va'ed.
He is the Mavorach.
No, don't forget Le'olam, yeah, Baruch Hashem HaMavorach Le'olam Va'ed is, that's how much you are saying Baruch. Baruch Le'olam Va'ed. He should be blessed Le'olam Va'ed. You could learn Baruch Hashem HaMavorach Le'olam Va'ed, but that's not the track. Okay. So the Shliach Tzibur repeats it. The Ramah says, V'nogus HaShliach Tzibur Ma'arich V'Baruchu Va'akol Oymim Yisborach V'Yishtabach V'Chulu. A lot of Siddurim have this printed, like a whole thing there.
Does anyone ever say it?
No, because you're not supposed to say it when you're saying any words. You're supposed to say it when he's tra-la-lying. So they used to tra-la-la, so the Tzibur had nothing to do, so they said that. But now that they don't tra-la-la anymore, you have to listen to the words. So Yadir Rabbi, you're not supposed to say it. As they state in Orach HaShulchan.
Rosh Hashanah?
You don't say it. You don't say it already. The Mishabur will be done not to say it. When you're not allowed to be mafzik, you shouldn't say it anyway. Ba'ochu marich b'baruchu. Yeah. Okay. Let's see the Mishabur. Bowing down, by the way, by baruchu is very not poshut. There's a minig that by the grow people in Zilberman, they don't bow down. What's brought down is as follows. There's a minig that the Chazan bows down when he says Baruch Hu is a minig. It's not a din. It's a minig that the Chazan bows down by Baruch Hu. It's even more of a minig, meaning an even shvacher a minig, so to speak, that the Tzibur bows down when they say, when they answer. You'll notice that by Kriyas HaTorah, nobody bows. Okay.
Does the
Chazan
bow again after he
prays? Yeah.
That's also
again, it's all minhag. You know.
The Gra did or
They don't. By the Zolderman people, you could spot a visitor by the fact that he bows down by Barfu. And then he goes. Omer Shliach Tziba B'Kol Ram. Kedei Shish B'Kol Ram V'Yanu Baruch Hashem Am Baruch V'Yolam Bo'ed. Let's learn the next one. You'll see this is a problem many times by Kriyas HaTorah. Major problem. Sometimes. Why? Because he has to say it that nine people should hear him. And if nine people don't hear him, then nobody has a business answering Baruch Hashem Am Baruch V'Yolam Bo'ed. And many times a person getting an aliyah does not say it loud enough for nine people to hear him. So that's a problem. That's a different... Yeah, but that's... Some say that's just on me. It's not really so terrible. But Kol Ram Kadesh Yishma, so he should say it loud. The Onim Machra, B'mloy Shama Echad Niyashlech, Tzibik Shama Baruch, if you didn't hear...
What would be the problem? I'm not making a bracha.
What?
What would be the problem without making a bracha?
It's something to be said by Asara. It's like you're saying it Shalom by Asara. You're saying Shem Shemayim improperly. You're not supposed to say Baruch Hu or Baruch Hashem without 10 people. It's like we had yesterday by Yesh Meiram. Even if you didn't hear the Shliach Tzibur saying Baruch Hu, but you heard, you walk in, you know, that 2 seconds late to Meiriv, or by Kriyas HaTorah, 10 people heard him say Baruch Hu, 9 people, but you're in the back, you didn't hear him, but you hear everyone answering Baruch Hashem Am Baruch V'Yolam V'Ed. So Rakshom Am Yaakov Shom Baruch Hashem Am Baruch V'Yolam V'Ed, Oinei Mo'em Gamken, you could answer Baruch Hashem Am Baruch V'Yolam V'Ed. Avolam Shom Am Yaakov Tzibur Levad K'she'ona Baruch Hashem Am Baruch V'Yolam V'Ed. But if you hear the Shliach Tzibur in his repetition, he's saying lo yane imo, that you cannot say, rak yane omein al dvoro, that you could do. You hear the Shliach Tzibur saying Baruch Hashem and Baruch Hashem, but this is now when you didn't answer. We're going to see in a moment whether you should say omein to his Baruch Hashem and Baruch Hashem when you did answer, but we're talking now that you didn't answer. You came in late. You came in 4 seconds late instead of 2 seconds late. You heard the chazan repeat Baruch Hashem and Baruch Velam Void. Mishbura says you cannot answer with him Baruch Hashem and Baruch Velam Void. All you can do is say Amen. Okay. There's a long Devir Halacha here that talks about the Magen Avraham. Doesn't help. You have to say it with them. I haven't seen anyone says that that helps. What? If you could find it on a solid source that is printed, I don't know. Tell it to us. But don't say over that you think. Oh, really? I haven't seen it. If it's from Zalman, I don't know everything, you know, so I don't know. But it should be sourced. They have now, they printed Alicha Shlomo. So it's very Masudah and Hilchas Tfilah, so it shouldn't be hard to look up. So whoever has an access to Alicha Shlomo should please look it up. It would be here in Zion. Well, he brings down anything?
Which?
Munchef. Zion. Well, is that what we're talking about? No. Okay. Now the Magen Avraham, the Bir Halacha about the Magen Avraham, what the Bir Halacha ends up saying is that if 9 people don't hear him say Baruch Hu, so then certainly you shouldn't answer Baruch Hu. Like, you didn't hear him say Baruch Hu. You hear other people answer Baruch Hu, but they're answering improperly. This is how the Bir Halacha explains a certain Magen Avraham. And so you see everybody answering Baruch Hu. Don't answer with them if they're doing it improperly because 9 people didn't hear it. The funny thing is, he says, but you can say Amen. Now, according to the Bir, it's not a clear Magen Avraham. It's not clear what he's saying. This is how the Bir Halacha here explains what the Magen Avraham is saying. But the shtickle shver to me is that just like you don't answer Amen after an improper bracha, So according to the Bir Halacha's interpretation of the Magen Avraham would be saying that you could answer Amen after the Tzibur is saying an improper Baruch Hashem HaMavorach Le'olam Voev, which according to me should not be the case. So I don't know what to make of it. Okay, but al kaponim, it's very important. You should tell if children get an aliyah, or even if adults get an aliyah. Also, I can't help but smile or cringe when someone makes a goymel. And the whole point of saying goymel by Kriya Satira is so that 10 people should hear him, or 9 people. And then he gets up there and he says, Hagoymel lo, and no one hears him. So it sort of defeats the whole purpose of him saying Hagoymel at that point. The whole point is to say a betzibur. Okay. V'chayzer shliach tzibur. K'dei sheyichlo l'tzatzmo gam kein b'chval ha-mavarchim. Okay. That's like by Zimun you find that. Baruch shecham v'shol t'vachinu. V'im ein shom asara below hu. If there's 10, 9 in him. Im lo ono imohem lo yotze yudei chol voso. If he doesn't answer together with that, this is what the Magen Avraham says. The kosher lead is a brackets here. Afilu yeshos or abilto gam kelo yotzi yudei chodas atzmo kiven shelo ono imohem. Ulinyan ashor lechorav diyotzi b'chol gadli d'loigor memoyachos b'spal lo yosh b'chem al neil sin noni d'lizar. And opashos this Magen Avraham means that if there's 9 in him, he should make sure to answer together. He should make sure to answer together with him. If there's 9 in him, I jotted something down here. Yeah, if there's 10 without him, he could answer afterwards, which is basically our minig, that the chazan answers afterwards. And if there's only 9 with him, 10 with him, then he should see to it to answer together, so that there's a hishtatfus of 10.
Can you stop it later than him?
That's what I think the Magen Avraham is saying. You should be more makbid to answer with them. Really, you should always answer with them, but a little louder than them. But our minhag is to answer afterwards, and that's okay. What I think the Magen Avraham seems to me to be saying, which answers this Mishnah Berurah's question, is that if there's only 10, then he should make sure to answer with them. What?
I didn't understand. The Shalit Zimur should answer together with the.
If there's only 10. If there's exactly 10 people in shul, no. That's what I think. What I think the Magen Avraham is saying is that if there's exactly 10 people, he should say Baruch Hashem Baruch Le'olam together with them. Really, he should always say Baruch Hashem, just like Yesh Meirabu he should say with them, and Kadosh he should say with them. But many times they say it afterwards. By Baruch Hu, it seems the minhag has become mamish that he said. I think I don't want to say. I mean, really, it's preferable you say it together with them.
Regardless of whether or not.
Yeah. Okay. Preferable. You can't say he has to, but it's preferable.
But you're saying under all circumstances, even if there's a large.
Yeah, opinion. Yeah. That's preferable. Okay, the Shliach Tzibus Chayzer. Kozum Sefer Shara Yefrayim, Etoldine Bech Satoira. But that's a tolls who be Adam, because they're mishtatef through their aniyah. Why in the world would they have to answer amen? Because of our prima godim, but mekuf tzadikhes v'chay Adam. Aval atzibur yomru amen. We'll see in a moment what the Mishnah Berurah says about this. But the tzibur should say amen achar shliach tzibur after amur mitchila baruch Hashem amvorach, because now he's repeating baruch Hashem amvorach. Now when he's about to say it, it makes no sense for him to say amen baruch Hashem amvorach. He's about to say it, but no amen. But for the tzibur to say amen, they've said it, but now he said it, and they're answering amen to what he said. Avo achayodom kosher shein tzrichim lomer amen. Because they just said it. Thank God they're a prima godin. The chiv and the kvaromu baruch Hashem and baruch lo ma'avad lomu yomu pam shniya omein umamin arek varomru keng mikomu komu chvi al the besof the reshus will be at tzibur they could Bal kolponim mishu omid b'mokum she'osur lahatsik lo yana omin al zeh. Which, I want to remind everyone, includes Baruch Hu of Shachris. That's called the Mokum She'osur Lahafsik. Because once you've answered Baruch Hashem and Baruch Le'olam Vo'ed, you've started Bichus Kriya Shema. It's now called the Emtza HaPerek. So you should not answer Amen. So the only, and same by Ma'ariv. So the only time this is L'chayra relevant is by Kriya HaTorah. That you could answer Yevershus. That's the Chayyodim's Maskono. Yevershus to answer Amen to the Olaz Baruch Hashem and Baruch Le'olam Vo'ed. But the other times, by Ma'ariv and by Shachris, it's a Mokum Shalsa Lahatsik. So you shouldn't answer it. That's what Hachra of the Mishnah Berurah L'chayra. Okay. Okay. Bo'tzu Ma'ariv. Dafka B'shas HaNigin, as the Mishnah Berurah says. That's what it means. That's when you should say that thing. Abu B'shor Shemra Tevos V'yo Maklum. You have to be quiet and listen. You have to listen to his words. You're responding to him. So you have to listen. I agree. They used to come to shul, common minig in Europe, when they had tainus to someone wasn't coming to it in Torah, or they felt they're being treated unfairly by the leaders of the city, which includes just about everybody. So they used to come to shul, they used to stop kriyas haTorah, that was a common minig. It wasn't rare, that was the four they used to come. We had this before, in Siman and Dalet. They used to come and scream and, you know, until things, okay, you know, we'll take care of you, don't worry. So you can only do that, we said like this. If the Baruch Hu, you're not allowed to be mafsik. You started Brichos Kriya Shema, Femtza Perek. Between Kaddish and Baruch Hu would be a logical time to do it. Between Kaddish and Baruch Hu. But I'll be Kabbalah. You're not supposed to be mafsik between Kaddish and Baruch Hu. For the Kabbalah. Now,
could you read
Mishnah? Read Mishnah out loud? No, sure not. You're not supposed to be mouthing from Kaddish and Baruch Hu. You have very little time. I don't know what you mean either.
Between
Kaddish and Baruch Hu. That's what you should do. You should learn that. You should make sure to say Yishtabach. Because you finished Tikkun Zimrut, don't wait with Yishtabach, you learn. Say Yishtabach as soon as possible, and then certainly you shouldn't be Yoshe Bopal. No. Maybe you could. At that time, it's usher to talk. That's when it's Chayzim and Orcha HaMolchama. That it's wrong to talk then, although there doesn't seem to be any technical reason why not, but the Gemara says it's wrong. That's where it's brought down, that's for a Dvar Mitzvah. And for this screaming and yelling, you could, so that would be between, no, that would be before Yishtabach. I'm sorry. Right, between Yishtabach and Kaddish, you shouldn't be mafsik. Oh no, okay. No. So when it says you can talk for Dvar Mitzvah, it's between Yishtabach and Kaddish, and you should repeat some psukim before saying Kaddish. That's what we learned from Siman Mundal. That really, it's technically mutter. It's wrong to do, and even chayzim meyorche hamulchama. Mishnah Berurah brings down a kabbalistic shot and chayzim meyorche hamulchama there. But for a dvar mitzvah, it's okay, and it used to be not uncommon to be mafsik then for a dvar mitzvah. That's when the minhag started to say shir hamalos aseres meitzuva. That's because it's okay really to be mafsik then. If you are matzah then for Dvar Mitzvah, you have to repeat some psukim before going on to say Kaddish. Kaddish could never be said in a vacuum. You have to have some psukim said before Kaddish. Really, between Kaddish and Baruch Hu, it should be okay to be matzah, but Al-Pi Kabbalah, you should not be matzah then at all. So that gives rise to what the Mechaber is saying here, that Mokum Shenogu Litzak Al-Chavereyam Bein Kaddish U-Baruch Hu either between Kaddish and Baruch Hu, between Kaddish and Baruch Hu, or Olam Daber B'Tocha Rav and Toya Meng. That's a mistake, because then you're not allowed to be, certainly between Kaddish and Baruch Hu, you're not allowed to be Matzik. You've done some Brachos Piyashma already. So Toya Meng, that's a mistake. Finally, El Soit Simon and Dalad, that the time to do that is between the end of Pesukim and the Zimmer, Yishtabach, and Kaddish. And then you have to repeat some sukkim before saying Kaddish. Toyim Darei Ukiluk for Hitzchul B'Yitzaror. You started. Yeah. Okay.
Yesterday, you wrote the time.